One hardly needs to be decked out in a biblical sandwich board or wired to the grills with the latest cyborg gear to feel the glittering void of possibility and threat growing at the heart of our profoundly technologized society. Even as most of us spend our days in that now universal Californianism, surfing the data stream, we can hardly ignore the deeper, more powerful, and more ominous undertows that tug beneath the froth of our lives and labors. You know the scene. Social structures the world over are melting down and mutating, making way for a global McVillage, a Gaian brain, and a whole heap of chaos. The emperor of technoscience has achieved dominion, though his clothes are growing more threadbare by the moment, the once noble costume of progress barely concealing far more wayward ambitions. Across the planet, global capitalism continues to yank the rug out from under the nation-state, while the earth spits up signs and symptoms of terminal distress. Boundaries dissolve, and we drift into the no-man's zones between synthetic and organic life, between actual and virtual environments, between local communities and global flows of goods, information, labor, and capital. With pills modifying personality, machines modifying bodies, and synthetic pleasures and networked minds engineering a more fluid and invented sense of self, the boundaries of our identities are mutating as well. The horizon melts into a limitless question mark, and, like the cartographers of old, we glimpse yawning monstrosities and mind-forged utopias beyond the edges of our paltry and provisional maps. Regardless of how secular this ultra-modern condition appears, the velocity and mutability of the times invokes a certain supernatural quality that must be seen, at least in part, through the lenses of religious thought and the fantastic storehouse of archetypal imagination. Inside the United States, within whose high-tech bosom I quite self-consciously write, the spirit has definitely made a comeback, if it could be said to have ever left this giddy, gold rush land where most people believe in the Lord and His coming kingdom, and, more than you'd guess, believe in UFOs. Self-help maestros and corporate consultants promulgate New Age therapies, while the power elite guzzle ayahuasca and strains of Buddhism and yoga, both scientific and healthy-minded, seep through society at large. The surge of interest in alternative medicine injects non-Western and ad hoc spiritual practices into the mainstream, while embattled deep ecologists turn up the boil on the nature mysticism long simmering in the American soul. This rich confusion is even more evident in our brash popular culture, where science fiction films, digital environments, and urban tribes are reconfiguring old archetypes and imaginings within a vivid comic book frame that allows the pagan and the paranormal to further colonize the twilight zones of pop media.